You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
God bless you. Welcome to the Voice of Victory program with pastor, evangelist, and Bible teacher, Delfino Garcia, Jr. Stay tuned to receive God's blessing through His Word.
I surrender.
God bless you, and welcome to the Voice of Victory program again. And we are giving God honor and glory, hallelujah, for allowing us to be here one more time to preach the wonderful news of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Oh, glory, glory, glory. And you know what? Before I go any farther, let me wish all you fathers a happy Father's Day. Amen. Because once we get into message and prayer, hallelujah, I might not have time. So God bless all of you. And again, happy Father's Day. Amen. And you guys, hallelujah, keep your fathers happy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, you know what? As I was coming down the road, hallelujah, I was just, thanking my Heavenly Father again for the goodness, hallelujah. Everything that He gives us is good. Amen. And He will never give us anything bad or anything, you know, that will not be, hallelujah, out of His goodness. Amen. Hallelujah. But Satan does try to make us think that he does, hallelujah, gives us a lot of evil things, you know, but no, he doesn't. Hallelujah. The Word of God in James says, every good gift comes from our Heavenly Father, which is above. Amen. Hallelujah. And this morning, I want to share with you, as I was praying, as I was in my office, hallelujah, praying and asking the Lord to give me a message, hallelujah, and I felt in my heart, I felt in my spirit, hallelujah, where the Lord, spoke to me. He said, you know what, son? He said, why don't you show them? You always tell them about Isaiah and about 2 Peter, hallelujah, how the Word says, hallelujah, my Word says that by His stripes you are healed, hallelujah, I want you to show them today, hallelujah, that it's Scripture, it's in the Bible. I want you, hallelujah, to share that with them. And you know what? That's what I'm going to do. But before I do, let me pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank and I praise you, Lord, hallelujah, for being so good, for being there for us, hallelujah. Lord, we give you honor and we give you glory, hallelujah, because, Father, you will, hallelujah, fight for us, and you will and shall give us victory. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray for the listeners. Father, I don't know what they might be going through this morning, hallelujah, but you do. And that's what's good about it. That you do, and that you're able to help them out. Amen and amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, in Isaiah chapter 53, if I'm not mistaken, hallelujah, let's go there. If you have your Bibles with you, or if you don't, just write the scriptures down. Hallelujah. And I'm going to read a couple of scriptures from here, and keep your Bible open, because then I'm going to go to the New Testament. Amen. And the Word of God says in Isaiah chapter 53, amen, and I'm going to start reading... I'll start reading verse 4. And the Word of the Lord says, in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, this is what it says. It says, surely He hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem Him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. And listen to verse 5. It says, but He was wounded for our transgressions, hallelujah. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. I want you to focus on that. We are healed. Isaiah was prophesying about the future. He was prophesying about Jesus, that he was going to come and do this great thing. Hallelujah. Praise God. Way before, I mean, long, long, long before, hallelujah, that happened, hallelujah, he was prophesying about Jesus. Amen? And now, if you have your Bible with you, I would like for you to turn it to 1 Peter chapter 2. Amen? And I'm going to read only one verse. If you have your Bible, you can read the ones before that. Amen? And the one after. But I want to read verse 24. And it says, saying the same thing that Isaiah prophesied on. But now, let me read it. It says, who his own self bare, it says, our sins in his body. Amen? Own body. Praise the Lord. On the tree, that we being hallelujah, dead to sins, says, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. Isaiah said, we are healed. And Peter says, we were healed, hallelujah. And Isaiah was saying also about the peace, just talking about the peace. I mean, Jesus, hallelujah, did something so incredible on that cross of Calvary, hallelujah, that, you know what, brought men back to God, all right? Hallelujah. He says, I mean, in the New Testament also says that through the sacrifice that Jesus made on that tree or on that cross that day, he made us free. Amen? He gave us the freedom, hallelujah. He gave us the freedom to have access to God, hallelujah. And the Word of God says that the chastisement of peace was on him, upon him. In other words, Jesus came, hallelujah, to save us. You and I, if we accept that, hallelujah, we accept what Jesus did on that cross of Calvary, if we believe what the Word of God is saying, you shall have the victory, because it's teaching you right here what Jesus did so that you and I could live a good life. Listen, no matter what you're going through right now, it can be defeated. You can have the victory over it, hallelujah. Why? Because Jesus made sure that he covered all bases so that we could have victory. He says, by his stripes we were, not are, we were healed. And the chastisement of the peace of our people upon, I mean, I'm telling you, Jesus made it or gave us a brand new way of life. Are you listening to me? Right now, some of you don't have peace at all. Some of you even think that peace is something of this world. No. The peace that Jesus was talking about, or Isaiah, or Peter, however you want to say it. The peace he's talking about, that we shall never, ever have to worry about anything anymore. Hallelujah. We will have plenty of everything. Glory be to God. We will be blessed beyond, hallelujah, your comprehension, beyond my comprehension. You know what? None of us, you know, God, but you know what? In chapter 6 of Matthew, it says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things shall be added unto you. What does that mean? It means for you and I to accept and trust Jesus, what he did on the cross of Calvary. All this is saying, hallelujah, that we can have the victory over Satan, no matter what it is. The peace that the Word of God is talking about is a peace of God, that you don't have to worry where your next meal is coming from, that you don't have to worry where your next payment for your mortgage or your rent or your car bill, that you don't have to worry about these things, hallelujah. All you have to do is trust God. Believe him, hallelujah. The Word of God says that by his stripes we were healed. Some of you, praise God, are sick right now, and I know you want to be healed. Some of your marriages are going down the drain, and I know a lot of you want to restore this marriage, hallelujah. It's all things are possible, hallelujah. Everything is possible, hallelujah. Jesus said, John 10:10, the thief cometh not but to kill and to steal and to destroy. I mean, that's Satan's job, trying to steal your blessings, your health, hallelujah, your family, your spouse, your financial status. He wants to make, I mean, turn it upside down, destroy you, hallelujah. This is Satan's work. This is the devil's work, hallelujah. But on the other hand, Jesus came. Well, he said it in the same scripture. He said, but I have come to give you life and to give you life in abundance, hallelujah. Do you hear that word? In abundance, hallelujah. That you don't have to worry about anymore. Some of you might be saying, brother, come on, get for real, man. Are you living somewhere in outer space? No, I am living in the kingdom of God. Amen? And Jesus made sure that you and I could, hallelujah, come into the kingdom of God the way, I mean, we can live the way things were supposed to, you know, the way it was supposed to from the beginning, before Adam committed high treason, before Adam, hallelujah, betrayed God. Adam wasn't sick, and then, I mean, he had everything. He was the owner there, hallelujah. And God said, you take authority over it. You take control, until he gave it over to Satan. But listen, the word of God says that by the stripes of Jesus, we are healed. You know what? None of you want to have that sickness you have on you right now. It doesn't matter, even if it's a headache. And even if you smash your thumb, hallelujah, with a hammer, whatever, some of you are running back and forth right now, hallelujah. And I would really advise you to stop, sit down, and listen to the word of God. And if you're jogging, praise God, keep listening, hallelujah. If you're fishing, we get all kind of calls. Brother, I heard you. I was on my boat fishing. Brother, I heard you, and I was riding my bike. Brother, I was hearing you. Praise God. They testify, you know, when they listen to the program. And I'm telling you, hallelujah, that God never created men with cancer. God never made men with hepatitis, diabetes. All these things come from Satan, brother and sister. Some of you might say, oh, I thought it came from overeating. Well, overeating is a sin, gluttony. But Satan's the one who created, or not created, because he just perverted the good things that God made, hallelujah, a lot of them. He perverted, hallelujah. And I'm telling you this morning, you might be going through something right now, and I'm telling you, and I am promising you and guaranteeing you that you accept what Jesus did, if you accept that sacrifice, if you accept and believe, hallelujah, the truth that I'm preaching to you right now, hallelujah, you will be made free. You will have the victory over sickness, regardless what kind of sickness it is, what kind of disease, hallelujah. Praise God. Some of our doctors tell us, and they, you know, they don't mean nothing wrong. They mean well, and they tell you might have cancer, whatever. There's no cure for it. Well, yes, there is. The word of God. It might be a fact that you have cancer, hepatitis, diabetes, whatever. It might be a fact. You might feel that, but the word of God says that when that fact comes to the truth, against the truth of the word of God, it has to disappear. It has to be gone from your body. Amen. That's why the word of God says that by his stripes you were healed. Amen. God can restore, hallelujah, just like he did the woman with the issue of blood. He restored her, made her whole. To me, that word whole means that he gave her the money that she had spent on the doctors. He healed her and all of these things. Hallelujah. Are you listening to me? Isaiah said, by his stripes you were healed. Peter says, you were healed. We're going to open the lines. I'm going to ask you to call us. If you're going through something, if you have a problem, a financial, you know, problem, hallelujah. If you don't have a job, even if you believe that you have generational curse on you, we can stop all that today. Hallelujah. Always remember this, that the spiritual is a realm, let me put it that way, the spiritual realm is a lot stronger than the natural realm or the natural world. The spiritual world is a lot stronger, a lot more powerful than the natural world. And always remember, some people might say, well, if God knows I'm sick, how come he doesn't heal me? Because God is a God of love. He gave you a free will. Are you listening to me? You choose, you ask, you seek. Amen? Hallelujah. And you knock, and God will, you will find, you will be answered, your prayer will be answered, and the door will be opened unto you. Amen. Hallelujah. But God is not like Satan. Let me ask you a question. I don't want to be funny about this. I don't want to belittle you. I don't want to insult you or criticize you. But how many of you wish to be sick? Huh? How many of you wish to be financially broke? How many of you want to be, you know, want your marriage to be destroyed, that your children go out there? No, no, none of you do. None of you. But you know what? You know why all that is happening? Because Satan does not respect your will. He will force himself into your life and tries to destroy you. God cannot do that. God gave you free will. And a lot of you know what that means. God has to respect that. God has to respect you, first of all. And God has to respect that he made you with a free will. So today, decide. Stand up and say, you know what? I will. I want to be healed. I want to be, I want to have financial success. I want my business to flourish. I want my cancer to be out of my body. I want diabetes to be out of my body. I want my children back. I want my husband or wife back. All of these things can happen, but God cannot force them on you. Just like me, I cannot force none of these on you, but if you call, I will pray. And I've told you in the past, when I pray, I expect results because God has shown me, he has taught me, he has revealed his word to me that when we pray, he will not turn you away. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, glory be to God. I'm gonna go ahead and open the lines. Call me. And don't let Satan, listen to me, don't let Satan start to mess with your mind. Oh, don't call. The preacher there is just living in a fairy tale. No, I'm preaching you the word of God. It's not a fable. It's not a fairy tale. It is the word of God. Hallelujah. So you can call us at, listen to me, 221-1100. You can call me, 221-1100, and I will pray with you. Amen. I will agree in prayer with you, and we will have the victory. Now, all the lines are starting to light up. Don't hang up on me. I'll get to you, okay? Good morning. God bless you.
Good morning, brother. How are you?
I'm doing terrific, brother. Yes.
John, just a quick comment and then prayer about my comment. Today, I've noticed that adult children always have an excuse that, you know, their parents had their fun in life, and that they use it as an excuse not to go to church, not
right.
to serve the Lord, not get in the Bible, or do things that are contrary to the Word of God. That's my first comment. And the second is the spirit of frustration.
Right.
You know, especially with parents that are trying to get their children on the right track to get in the Word of God, to go to church, that spirit of frustration can be overwhelming at times and
yes.
very disappointing. So that's the prayer that I like and for you to pray about. For me and for other parents out in the communities.
Today. Amen. Give me your first name, brother. Just give me your first name.
It's Frederick.
Frederick. Listen to me very carefully. A lot of times we as parents, you know, try to, and it's good that we pray for them. But let us let the Lord take over. Amen. Remember, he made you a promise and he made me a promise. He said, you shall be saved and your whole household shall be saved. So let us pray. Heavenly Father, right now in the mighty name of Jesus, I leave my brother's family and children before your presence right now. Father, there's things that we cannot do, but that you can. Your word says that everything's possible with God. And Father, you also tell us that all things are possible to them that believe. Father, I am declaring victory over this family. And Lord, hallelujah, I know our children sometimes think it's boring, but Lord, you're going to show them that it's exciting. Hallelujah, to serve you, and there's nothing else better than that. Father, I thank and I praise you. I pray for my brother, and I pray for all the fathers right now, Lord, and including the mothers, hallelujah, and the families. Father, thank you for the victory in the mighty name of Jesus. And by faith, this will change, Lord. I know it will change. Your word said it. Praise the Lord. Hey, hallelujah. Praise God. Good morning. God bless you. All right. Praise the Lord. Call us. Don't hang up on us, hallelujah. The lines were busy, and people just hung up, hallelujah. But don't do that. Don't do that. Call us, hallelujah. You need your prayer to be answered, amen? You need to hold on, hallelujah. You need to stand fast, hallelujah. Don't give up, hallelujah. 221-1100. You can call us right now, 221-1100, hallelujah. You that were on the line, call back. Don't be discouraged. That's one of the things that Satan used, hallelujah. you know, like the brother before, frustration. You know, the devil knows that if he, I mean, puts enough pressure and frustrate you and bring oppression and depression in your life, he will be able to manhandle you very, very, very easy. Amen. But Jesus said, hallelujah, in Timothy, hallelujah, he said, for God did not give us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. That means you have control over your emotions, over your body. Hallelujah. You have been healed. I mean, I'm telling you, praise God. You can call us right now, 221-1100. Amen. And our children will come to the Lord. I believe, I truly believe what the Word of God says. You shall be saved and your whole household shall be saved. And that doesn't necessarily mean just your immediate family. It means your entire family. Now, praise God, we have to believe that. We have to keep strong believing that, hallelujah, and saying, Satan, you know what? You might have them for a season, but they shall. In Jeremiah, the Word of God shows us, hallelujah, that, that the Word came to Jeremiah and said, tell them that dry their eyes, wipe their tears away. I will bring their children from the land of the enemy back home. Hallelujah. Now, that's a great scripture right there. Hallelujah. And we have to hold on to that. Hallelujah. We have to go forward and believe in that. Amen. All right. So now, Jesus said, hallelujah, his word says, Peter said, that our peace, hallelujah, Jesus paid the price. You know what? Jesus did not have to strip himself down to mortal man. I mean, he had everything in heaven, but now he said, I will go down, I will bless them, I will bring them back home, man, hallelujah. And that's exactly what he did. Brother and sister, you can call us, 221-1100. And if it's outside the calling area, you have to enter the 772 area code, 221-1100, hallelujah. And we will pray with you. We got about 5 minutes left. There is still time for you to call. Amen. Don't let Satan rob you anymore. Don't let him try or destroy your life. Don't let him do that. Don't let him do that. Because the only reason he can do that, listen to me very carefully, the only reason he can come and do these things in your life is because you allow him. Praise God. God bless you. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. God bless you. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes.
I'd like to know, first of all, that verse in Jeremiah you said that would, you know, if we're blessed and saved, that we can pray for our whole families and they will be under that covenant as well.
Okay, let's go. Let's go to find Jeremiah. Hallelujah. I think it's either chapter 16 or chapter 33. It's one of that I have preached on. And, well, let me go. I got my Bible open here to the... Well, write that chapter down, 16,
okay,
or chapter 33, one or two. But let me tell you,
great. That's good.
You can call me back if you can find it.
I can look it up. Okay.
All right.
I'm actually driving, but I wanted to just pray over my nieces and my nephew, just to.
All right. Give me your first name only.
Sean and Laura.
All right. Let's pray, Heavenly Father, right now in the mighty name of Jesus. My sister, Lord, hallelujah, picked up the phone to call, and she's got faith, and I'm praying for her family, her brother, and sister. Lord, right now, I'm asking you to give them the victory. Bless my sister right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And, Lord, by faith, I am declaring victory over their lives right now, over that family, in Jesus' mighty name. And by faith, I call it done. Amen and amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Anyway, hallelujah. She can call me back after the program. I will be... look the scripture up and share with her. Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah. Good morning. All right. Hallelujah. You're hanging up on us. Don't hang up on us. Praise God. Keep calling. We still got about two minutes left. Hallelujah. And there's still time. Amen. There is still time for you to get your call in. Hallelujah. You know what? You can even call me and say Happy Father's Day to your dad. Amen. Even though it's Saturday, do it early. Amen. Hallelujah. We got about 3 minutes left, amen, hallelujah. 221-1100, hallelujah, you can call us, 221-1100. If you're calling outside the area, 772-221-1100. Good. God bless you, good morning.
Good morning. I'm calling for some people I just met on the boat that have some physical problems. Her son has an ear problem. He's partly deaf, and she has a nerve damage disorder problem.
Okay.
And her name is Deb, and I don't know the son's name, but I'd just like to pray for complete healing of them over Jesus' blood, and that it's all done.
All right, sister. Just give me your name, your first name.
Holly.
Holly, let us pray, and you know the Lord will answer. Heavenly Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, I'm lifting up these two hearts, Lord, hallelujah, that need healing. Father, I pray that you stretch forth your miracle working hand. Touch them right now, Father. Make it anew. And I thank you and I praise you for that healing, Lord. And by faith, hallelujah, in Jesus, and believe the word that by his stripes we were healed. Father, I declare him healed in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Sister, just tell him to start praising God. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We got about 2 minutes left. Hallelujah. Praise God. And call us. All right. Praise God. Good morning. God bless you.
Hi. God bless you so much.
Thank you.
I love listening to you on Saturday morning.
Oh,
and
thank you.
I'm wondering if we could pray.
Yes.
For the healing of my four healings. My mom has a blood disorder. She could be dying. My
right.
uncle had surgery on his knee, and he's not doing well. My son has... he's not growing like he should, and my husband is very stressed out on his job. And I'd be so thankful to pray for these things with you.
Okay, listen to me. Give me your first name.
Kelly.
Kelly. I got about 2 minutes left, 1 minute. Give me their names, because I want to name them, praise God, one by one.
Thank you. Yes, thank you.
Give me their names.
Sure. Trudy.
Uh-huh.
John.
Right.
Alex and Alex.
Alex and Alex?
Yeah.
All right, let's pray. Listen, I'm going to name them one by one so that the Lord can move in their life. Father, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, I'm agreeing with my sister Holly, Father, for a healing in their bodies, Father, for John, Lord. Touch him right now. Hallelujah. Alex and Alex, Father, I'm naming them by name, Lord, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah. Father, I thank you and I praise you. And her mother, Lord, hallelujah, I'm in that blood disorder. I'm declaring it healed in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, and I'm asking that you stretch forth your miracle-working hand right now and touch their bodies, hallelujah, right now, all of them, every last one of them, in Jesus' name, I declare them healed. Amen, amen. I got 15 seconds left, hallelujah. You can still call me. I'll be here a couple of minutes. You can call me. So until next week, God bless you, hallelujah.
Thank you for listening to the Voice of Victory program. If you need prayer and live in Pahokee or the surrounding area, call 561-924-2564. If you live outside the calling area, call 1-800-484-8994. When the operator comes on and says, to complete your call, enter the 4-digit security code, please enter 2192. Or you may write to Delphina Garcia Jr. Ministries at P.O. Box 177, Pahokee, Florida, 33476. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
Morningside Academy, the first private school in Port St. Lucie, has been providing academics with excellence since 1987. Morningside Academy offers private Christian education in a godly atmosphere, teaching truths that will last a lifetime. Morningside Academy provides excellence in academics, athletics, and the arts while developing Christ-like leaders for today and the future. For more information, call 772-335-3231.
Praise the Lord, everybody. This is Pastor Janie Owens inviting you to tune in to a life-receiving word every Saturday morning at 10:30 a.m. on WCNO 89.9 FM. Join me and be blessed by God's word.
You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Jesus is alive. Welcome to Life Receiving.